AM 910 WJCW. It's 7:18 on this Wednesday morning. Carl and Alec right here. We're glad you joined us here, and right now it's time to check in, as we do every Wednesday morning about this time, with folks from Jonesboro. The JBO Show, sponsored by the town of Jonesboro. We find out what's going on in different aspects of Tennessee's oldest town. Joining us this morning is Diane Barna. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Glad you could join us. I understand you are a craft vendor for the Jonesboro Senior Sitter Fall Craft Fair, so that's coming up this weekend. If you will, first off, tell us about the kind of vending that you do. What are your crafts, Diane?
Well, I have several things that I'm involved in. Primarily, my dried flowers are a big hit, and I make friendship bracelets out of macrame cord. I have a few other things, but those are the primary things that I will be bringing to the show.
Sounds wonderful. And I'm curious about the flowers. If you will, just a little bit, describe how you go about deciding how to make a flower and how to color it and what to do.
Well, I grow these flowers on my property. I have several varieties. I choose the ones that dry the best. You just hang them upside down, and in about a week they're dried, and then I put them in bunches for people to purchase. They may want to do their own flower arranging. I'm also going to have some of my own flower arrangements there in case folks are interested.
Very interesting.
That's the dried flowers.
Yeah, okay. So I was just curious about that, too. When folks buy your bunches of flowers there, your dried flowers, what precautions have you taken so that, you know, it just won't crumble apart? I mean, these are desiccated flowers, right?
Well, some of them are pretty sturdy. Some of them are fragile. I sell them in floral sleeves so that they don't get banged around. And I just let people know to be careful when they're handling them. But they're not sprayed with any chemicals or anything. They just come right out of the garden. They're hung to dry, and then they're sold. Nothing, no preservatives, no sprays of any kind.
Wonderful. Thinking out loud right now with Diane Barna, talking about her contribution to the Senior Center Fall Craft Fair coming up this weekend. So, Diane, you've been involved in crafts for quite a while, I'm sure. What are some of the other types of vendors that, from your past experience, the types of vendors that folks can expect to see this weekend?
We'll have quilters there, jewelers. Probably three or four jewelers will be there. There's a potter who shows up with some really pretty plates and vases, things like that. There will be a stained glass vendor there. We'll have a few local authors as well selling their books. Mm-hmm. There's many, many more vendors there. I could list them, but it would take a while.
Do you have a sense offhand, Diane, ballpark figure of how many vendors will be there this weekend?
Yeah, we have about 30.
Wow. Okay. So it's definitely going to be a nice, fun-filled adventure this weekend at Jonesboro Senior Center with the Fall Craft Fair coming along. And it's going to be this Saturday, of course, from 10 until 4. I understand there's going to be a lunch there as well and a bake sale, too?
Yes, lunch will be available for purchase. We're going to have homemade chili, homemade soup, homemade cornbread and muffins, tea, and bottled water. There's also no admission fee and plenty of parking.
Wonderful, wonderful. It's at 307 East Main Street in Jonesboro, so it's easy to find there. The Jonesboro
Yes.
Senior Center with their Fall Craft Fair this Saturday from 10 until 4. Thanks so much to you, Diane Barna, for joining us here and telling us about all the activities there. And do you have a special name for your particular booth, or do you just say, keep an eye peeled for Diane?
Well, when they walk in the room that I'm going to be in, they will not have a hard time finding me because my flowers will be all over my tables and they'll be very noticeable. So I don't think I need any special sign. People usually find me.
That's great, Diane. I recall a pop hit from the 70s. I loved the flower girl. So maybe that will define you too in your activities this week at the Senior Center. Diane Barna, thanks so much for joining us here and telling us about that. Take care and hope to see you at the Senior Center.
Sure, thank you.